Jerry Bader Show, 1049. We'll have to talk about that tomorrow. That's 50 years ago tomorrow. Catherine Susan Kitty Genovese stabbed to death near her home in the Kew Gardens neighborhood of the borough of Queens in New York City, screaming for help, nobody heeding those calls. It pretty much defined the modern New Yorker as uncaring, none of my business. And of course, there would be more and more and more and more of those as the years would go on. But it really did establish that cold, insensitive, uncaring characterization or caricature, whichever you prefer, of New Yorkers. That's 50 years ago tomorrow. We'll have to talk about that. As I mentioned, 1964 has a surprising number, a 50-year anniversary, 2014, has a surprising number of 50-year anniversaries from 1964. There were the ones I knew about. There were the ones I never would have imagined. But we'll try to chat about that tomorrow. We haven't talked about John Doe 2.0 in a while, and according to M.D. Kittle at Wisconsin Reporter, there's a pretty significant development, and this gets rather legalese. So I want to just read what he reports and some of it, not all of it, and then I'll comment on it. Facing sudden death, officials behind a Democrat-led investigation into conservative political groups on Friday begged a judge to keep their probe alive while they draft a motion to dismiss a suit that would kill the inquiry immediately. Conservative plaintiffs who say Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm has used his office to shut down conservative political activity in the state, which he has, middle of the night, taking records, computers, other things, alleging conservative groups illegally coordinated with Walker's campaign, not making the same allegation of Democrats, blasted the move as a delay. Their withering response, filed Monday in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin and Milwaukee, chides the DA's motion, asking the court, and this is what Chisholm's asking for, as I said, it gets a little heavy here, to indefinitely delay consideration of a preliminary injunction that would shut down the year-and-a-half-long John Doe probe into conservative organizations. The motion demonstrates only that the defendants are willfully blind to the substantial ongoing injury that their conduct inflicts on Mr. O'Keefe and the Wisconsin Club for Growth, states the response filed on behalf of political activist Eric O'Keefe and his free market advocacy organization, Wisconsin Club for Growth, by O'Keefe's attorney David B. Rivkin Jr. If not for the DA's investigation, Rivkin wrote, O'Keefe and the Wisconsin Club for Growth would be engaging right now in multiple issue advocacy campaigns. This is a critically important point. Whatever happens with this John Doe, every day that it goes on right now, it is accomplishing what I and most conservatives in Wisconsin believe is the goal, to keep conservative groups on the sideline during this election year. The longer, the better. So what they want is an indefinite delay in consideration of a preliminary injunction. In other words, stall the injunction so we can keep doing our thing. If you can defeat this injunction, if you can state why this thing should proceed on its own merit, then do that. They don't want to have to make the case for this investigation. That's what's going on here. There's a call for a preliminary injunction. They don't want to make the legal case as to why there should not be a preliminary injunction, because apparently they think they're going to lose, and the investigation would then be halted. And then this and other groups that have been targeted would be able to begin politically engage. That's what's going on here. Yeah, if it weren't for this investigation, the Wisconsin Club for Growth would be engaging right now in multiple advocacy campaigns, issue advocacy. Instead, they are silenced, and plaintiff's injury grows by the day as conservatives are prevented from speaking out on the issues during the Wisconsin legislative session and the 2014 election, a time of high public interest in matters of policy approaches. The plaintiff's response argues that absent an immediate injunction against the John Doe probe, the plaintiff's fundamental right to participate in the debates of the day will be snuffed out one day at a time, with no adequate remedy for the injury possible. In their civil rights lawsuit filed last month, O'Keefe and the Wisconsin Club for Growth charge that the multi-county John Doe probe launched a year and a half ago by the Milwaukee County DA's office has targeted only conservative organizations on allegations of illegal campaign coordination during the Badger State's unprecedented season of recalls. The John Doe, sources say, has targeted at least 29 conservative organizations in an attempt to dig up evidence that the groups illegally coordinated with Republican Governor Scott Walker during the 2012 recall campaign. Investigators conducted pre-dawn raids at the homes of conservative targets, seizing electronic equipment and other property, and sources have said terrifying family members of targeted individuals. And the probe has been done under the shroud of a court-ordered secrecy code, with violators of the gag order facing possible jail time. So now they don't want to defend against this preliminary injunction. Why? Because they likely cannot. And this is what I and others have been saying all along. This John Doe probe's intent is to freeze out these conservative groups. It's working. They're not in a position to engage politically. And if they get a preliminary injunction, they will be able to reengage. Chisholm, Bruce Landgraf, and the other liberals in the Milwaukee County DA's office, whose intent it is to freeze these liberal groups, violate their First Amendment constitutional rights. This is their goal. And if they're not stopped with this preliminary injunction, they'll win no matter what the result of this is. Even if this comes up as dry as I and others believe it's going to, it won't matter if it keeps the conservative groups on the sideline for the remainder of 2014, which is, by the way, the goal. So all of that said, here's where it's critical now that they not get granted this request. They want to indefinitely delay the preliminary injunction. In other words, no, we don't want to have to prove ourselves. You know why? Because I don't think they can. I don't think they can establish that there was any reasonable evidence or any reason to believe that there was illegal collusion between the Walker campaign and these nearly two and a half dozen conservative groups. I don't think it's there. And they know it's not there. Again, finding anything was never the intent or the ultimate goal. Just shutting these groups up was. This has gotten some attention. I'll admit it's gotten some attention, but not nearly the attention it deserves. And by the way, Emailgate is now fading. It seems liberals have finally figured out there's really no there. And we can get back to pointing out John Doe 2.0 is a complete fraud and an effort to shut up conservatives. It's a very important moment in this case. All right. I think this will be the second time in recent days in the After Show video that I talk about Hillary Clinton. Well, it's just more and more and more. It's getting to the moment where people are wondering if she's going to run. And we haven't talked about the IRS, Lois Lerner, and all of that on the show or on the After Show video for weeks. So we'll do those two things. The After Show video available early afternoon. Get to the things we didn't get to in the air. JerryBaderShow.com. 10:58. 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.